Well, Jeeves, what news on the Rialto? Anybody been phoning or calling or anything doing my abs?
Mr. Finknottle, sir, has been a frequent caller.
I stared. Indeed, it would not be too much to say that I gaped. Mr. Finknottle?
Yes, sir.
You don't mean Mr. Finknottle?
Yes, sir.
But Mr. Finknottle's not in London?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm blowed. And I'll tell you why I was blowed. This Finknottle, you see, can't stand London. He lived year in and year out, covered with moss, in a remote village down in Lincolnshire, never coming up even for the Eton and Harrow match. And when I asked him once if he didn't find the time hang a bit heavy on his hands, he said no, because he had a pond in his garden and studied the habits of newts.